what the fuck you want from me.
Nigga, you know what the fuck I want, nigga. I want your motherfucking Dayton's and your motherfucking stereo. And I'll take a double burger with cheese. What?
All power to the people.
Wake your punk ass up. I'm a straight rider. This is BLAX Radio.
Westside Rider Report.
Westside Rider Report. May 26th.
Smoke weed every day.
Straight from the Black Cave. BLAX Radio. May 26, 1993 was a monumental time in West Coast hip-hop. The release of Menace to Society's soundtrack on Jive Records. This was the soundtrack to the Hughes Brothers film, Albert and Alan's film about growing up black in Watts, California. The album had 16 tracks, primarily by West Coast artists, but also the likes of Brand Nubian, BDP, Pete Rock and CL Smooth, and High Five. This album helped push West Coast lifestyle, music, and culture to the forefront. And with the dropping of Trigger Got's No Heart by Spice and Straight Up Menace by MC8, solidified those brothers' careers. This film also had so much West Coast surrounding it. First, you got Too Short, Saphir, some other Bay to LA artists acting and making cameos. Originally, Pac was cast as Sharif, but the Hughes brothers fired him, saying Pac was causing disturbances on the set. But Pac wanted to be understanding of his character and why he was a Muslim and a gangbanger. Pac was said to have stated, "I said, okay, cool. Fire me from his $100,000 movie because I ain't gonna play no gangbanger who is a Muslim. There ain't no such thing. I refuse to play parts that don't exist. I'll be a young nigga, but we'll be a real young nigga." Spice was to be Kane and Pac Sharif. They got replaced by Lorenz Tate and Tyron Turner. This is a bona fide West Coast hip hop film soundtrack classic. Yeah, and it's in the Meek all week. Gia.
Motherfucker, order my motherfucking food.
Hi, may I take your order, please?
Let me have a double burger, some fries.
What the fuck I said with cheese, nigga?